teenagers' whereabouts can help deter underage drinking. Here's some helpful tips from the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg. Ask the five W's. Where are you going? What will you be doing? Who's going? When will you be home? And will there be alcohol? Your teen will be more open to honest conversation if they feel you're asking because you care, not because you distrust them. Underage drinking isn't a rite of passage. It's against the law. Visit theforestercenter.org today for more resources.
In college football, you need a good quarterback, running back duo. When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, you need the duo of support and comfort. Engineered Sleep's ES Duo mattress gives you just that. The ES Duo by Engineered Sleep lets you choose the comfort and the support that's right for you. Now, it comes with a 90-day sleep trial, and it's 100% American-made, and you can go try them right now at their showroom in Greenville. Use code WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. That's over $550 in savings. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep. Rest assured.
It's the end of the 22 model year for Mazda, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda want to help you get the Mazda that's right for you right now. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. The Mazda lineup goes from basic to luxurious, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda will guide you to the one that fits you perfectly. With low lease specials, low APRs, and never any market adjustments, their cars are just easy to buy at Bradshaw Mazda. The final 22s are arriving daily, so hurry in now or see their inventory online at BradshawMazda.com.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restore spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022 and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Illini J says Ohio State's 40 over Rutgers. Yeah, give me Ohio State. I know it's sort of like a game that's sandwiched in between two legitimate opponents. And I do think Shiano's doing a good job there. I just don't think they're capable of hanging with a team like Ohio State. They didn't last year. I mean, if you look at Rutgers' profile last year, every time they played one of the elite teams, they got destroyed. I think they may have taken a slight step forward, but not like a Maryland step forward that we saw in the way Maryland played at Michigan this week with Tagovailoa at quarterback. Honestly, I mean, I think you're looking like 77-7. I really do. I think you're looking at like a 70-point football game. Tiger Tom in Belton. Tiger Tom, how are you, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, Walt? You doing all right?
Good. Man? Yeah, thank you, Tom. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, man, I called you last week, remember? I did end up putting my house on the line for the game.
For which game? For the Clemson game?
Yeah, but I did lose. Just know that I'm in the doghouse right now. It's pretty rough for me.
I don't think it was me you called, Tom. Didn't you call?
No, it was you, man.
Didn't you call Kwok? Because I think I heard your call. Didn't you call Kwok and say you were going to bet your house on it? I heard
man,
your call.
Dude, I was going to do it. I was going to bet one of my rental properties.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I was not nearly as certain as Kwok about the outcome.
Yeah, I think I heard that on Kwok and Ben's also.
Yeah, you called Kwok.
He advised you not to bet your house.
Yeah.
So what are y'all feeling on the NC State versus Clemson?
I wouldn't bet your house on this one either. And if you did, I'd probably take NC State with the 6.5.
Take NC State? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'd rather lose my house and my Tigers win.
Well, then, you know, homelessness awaits.
I guess so, huh? I guess we'll start a GoFundMe for Tiger's Tom.
Yeah, that's right. We have GoFundMes for everything, so we'll have a GoFundMe for Tiger Tom.
Hey, so how do you feel about Miami losing to Tennessee, though? That was crazy. Mountain Tennessee State, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, well, Miami's not very good right now, Tom. They're not very good right now. They have a lot of work to do. Mario Cristobal has a lot of work to do. He first needs to decide if Tyler Van Dyke is actually his quarterback, which he doesn't seem sure of.
You know who's doing worse than Miami right now?
No, who's that?
Me with my bookie. I owe him a lot of money right now.
Well, you know, Tom, I tell you, probably take the 6.5 then. But again, you'd rather live outside, so, yeah.
You know what, Tom? If NC State wins, how about this? I will take you out to eat wherever you want.
All right, Tom. All right, you're down for that. Good talking to you, Tom. Thank you for the phone call. You know, Tom is sitting there saying he lost his house, and I'm thinking to myself, you didn't make that call with me. And I remembered, yeah. I actually heard that call on my way in.
I did too.
I heard that call on my way in, yeah. We have Knowles fan on line two, Ramon, is that it? Texas said Tiger Tom coming to a 7-Eleven street
fan.
Corner near you. I have expected a close game between Clemson and NC State for months before the season, and I haven't seen anything to change my mind. I think you've got a buzzer game. You have two elite kickers. So there's that. Knowles fan. How are you, Knowles fan? Good to have you, Knowles fan.
Doing good, sir. Doing good, sir. I want to get in and talk about the Wake Forest game coming up this weekend because you usually get busy, and I get busy closer to the end of the week. So, I'm a little nervous about this game. I think Wake Forest is a good football team. I mean, we watched them go to second overtime with Clemson. We know they can score the football. It's supposed to be beautiful in Tallahassee. I don't know how the crowd's going to be. It still seems like there's going to be a lot of fans that show up, but, I mean, we got a lot more important things than football going on in Florida as well, so don't know if it's going to be quite the sellout at 3:30, but I like my Knowles here. I think we can score, and I think our cornerbacks are just a touch better than Clemson. I'm not hating on Clemson. I think our corners are just a little better though, and we can hang with the receivers a little more.
Yeah.
But we're still gonna get beat because those receivers are good, Walt. So I'm not.
Yeah.
I just think we can make a couple more plays on the ball than maybe Clemson did, and I think that might be the difference. And I think we can win this game. I think you're looking at a higher scoring game, Walt, but would like your 2 cents before I gave you my prediction.
Well, yes, I think that particularly versus the Clemson DBs that are on the field on Saturday, you know, I still don't think your secondary is great. Robinson's a great player, but I still don't think your secondary is great. But the key is affecting Hartman. That's the key. The key is can you pressure him? Can you collapse the pocket on him? Can you affect him? Because if you affect him, you'll negate their ability. And again, he's only 5'10". And he is absolutely subject to field pressure. But you've got to be able to do that. What about Verse?
Well, I think I think Verse is still kind of day to day from what I've heard. So I don't know if he'll actually play this game, Walt. So yeah. I'm not gonna put all my eggs in that one if he's playing. But I still think we can get pressure with the other guys we have, and we've been missing Lovett.
You need Lovett because Lovett's your best interior defensive
back.
Lineman.
Right. Yeah, I think he's going to be back this game, but I don't think we'll have Verse on the edge. But we do have a couple talented freshmen out there that's making some plays, and I think we can get pressure on them, especially if we bring a little blitz from the linebacker. What about Florida State's linebacker play this year? Has that not been one of the biggest improvements on that defense?
I'm not saying
we're there yet, but yeah. Those linebackers between Deloach and Tatum of Bethune, I mean, those are just two really good linebackers right now. They're playing really well. I mean, they can cover and cover the run.
Yeah, well, Deloach has been incredible as a spy. He did a great job on Cunningham as a spy in that football game. I mean, it's basically a one-on-one matchup, and that guy was running him down, number four in your program. I think he's four, right?
Yes, sir. Number four. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was charged with spying Cunningham, and he basically ran him down all game. I was amazed at his athleticism. He reminded me of a couple Clemson nickel Sams of the past in that contest. So yeah, he's been terrific. This is a different deal here. You know, they'll roll the pocket some with Hartman, but for the most part, Hartman wants to sit in there. They'll execute the delayed mesh, and you've got to be able to attack it. If you can attack it and put pressure on him, you'll beat him. If you don't, you'll lose because your secondary is not good enough to hold up. Your secondary is not good enough to hold up to those receivers if you can't pressure him.
No, I agree. And they're not going to hold him up every play. How do you feel about Florida State scoring on that defense real quick, Walt?
Oh, yeah. No, look, I think if Travis is a little healthier, you have receiving talent too. And I think Wilson could be a big problem for Wake Forest as well. I mean, it's honestly a matchup of two teams with elite receiving talent. So, I don't think many people thought that about Florida State before the start of the year, but I would agree. I think there will be points scored in this game without question. It'd be more of an offensive type of game, I would expect.
I agree with everything you're saying. Well, I think it's kind of like the Louisville game. I think you want to play and then try to play keep away from Sam Hartman a little bit. I'm going to go like 38-30 Noles. I think it's going to be a high score, but I think the Noles get it done in Tallahassee and go to 5-0. Thank you so much. Go Noles.
Thank you, Nelson. The one thing I don't know is what he mentioned. I'm not sure about, what kind of crowd we're talking about. And obviously there are more important things, but from a football standpoint, the weather there is fine. So, but can people get to the game? I don't know. I was under the understanding 2 days ago from Florida State insiders that much of the pomp and circumstance surrounding this football game had already been canceled. Is it back on again? I don't know. Is Florida State going to have a crowd similar to the BC game, or is it going to be a greatly reduced crowd, not a sellout, not as big a factor in the game? I think Florida State needs their crowd in this football game. Look at this, Ramona. We have Matt, brother of Joe, and we have Joe, brother of Matt. Matt, brother of Joe's in Greenville, and then Joe, brother of Matt's in Virginia. Matt, brother of Joe first. Matt, how are you, Matt?
I guess I get first word.
Yes. But you generally like last word.
Yeah. With Clemson and NC State, who would you say has the better front seven at this point of the year? Probably NC State.
Yes. Given the fact that we have not seen Clemson's defensive line be as disruptive as we expected it to be. And when you add in the linebackers, which have been good for Clemson but great for NC State, I think you have to give the advantage to NC State at this point. I think it's a complete defense. I mean, they returned 14 of their 15 leading tacklers, and they got Peyton Wilson back, who they had to play without last year, who's actually the best player on that defense. So, you know, that's a loaded defense, and things are not going to come anywhere near as easily, even without the weather, for Clemson offensively as they did last week. Again, if you're one of these people who are just looking for a way to criticize DJ Uiagalelei still, and you're not satisfied with 400 yards and 5 touchdowns and no interceptions, you'll be back out howling during and after this game, because it's not going to look like that. It's just none of it's going to look like that. You know, I mean, DJ's role in this game is going to be to take what's there, not to force anything. You're going to have to run the ball successfully. You're going to have to execute the short passing game. I don't think there are going to be a lot of vertical throws completed into this zone scheme. And I don't think he throws for more than like 250 yards in this game. I think it's a completely different game. And I think one of the real keys, obviously turnovers are always key. I think more than ever in a deluge, it's going to be important, and it's going to be very important because NC State's going to try and bait you into some things, and they're so experienced defensively, and they create a lot of turnovers. I mean, they went into this weekend leading the nation in interceptions. Now, this weekend they had zero, in part because UConn was more or less just running the ball with the quarterback and running the football. But they're a danger in that regard, and you're not just going to be able to throw the ball down the field against this bunch. I mean, even if the conditions were ideal, you're not going to be able to do that.
Do you think they run their 3-3-5 better than Syracuse, or about, is it comparable, the quality, how they run it?
Oh, I think both teams are well coached in that regard. I mean, I really love White of Syracuse as a DC, but I think NC State is better personnel.
Although,
having said that, I think Syracuse defensive backs are elite. I think that secondary is good.
I think it's hard to beat Clemson at home, but I think this is one of the few teams that probably can. I mean, last year, that time of possession, there wasn't even a chance for DJ to get back in the game per se. And I'm kind of scared that could happen again.
You know, one element that I think is interesting, and I need to actually look this up again, but I believe that DJ ran the ball somewhat effectively against NC State last year. And when you realize he didn't run the ball effectively that much, he was significantly heavier. Clearly, he's a better and bigger running threat right now. That's something to have to consider. Now, they have Peyton Wilson back, who is one of the best form tacklers I've seen and is just terrific in that area. So that might even some of that out. This is certainly a chess match kind of game.
Yeah, and Shipley is going to be like the queen that goes across the board. So
yeah.
Maybe Georgia fans got to Google that too. It's called chess. Last thing, and I'll run if I can.
Matt with his weekly Georgia shot.
They're probably still doing checkers at Cracker Barrel.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with Cracker Barrel. But Minnesota, Ohio State, is that pretty much the championship game we're looking at in that conference? I think that's where we're heading to.
Yeah, I think it is. Thank you, Matt. I mean, Ohio State's going to have a tough game, probably a whiteout game at Penn State, which is never easy. And I think that Penn State team is really good. But, yeah, I mean, if I had to predict the Big Ten title game based on what I've seen to date, I think Ohio State and Minnesota will be the game. Joe, I'm coming right to you, Joe. Don't go anywhere. Joe in Virginia, brother of Matt. Before I do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. You know, Ramona's roof leaked like 9 years ago. Gilstrap came out, repaired the leak. It hasn't leaked since. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Tell them I say it's how it works, or online, gilstraproofing.com. Joe, you're right up when we get back.
Low Country Male is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. Full blood work followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today. LowCountryMail.com.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are back home inside Memorial Stadium as they play host to rival NC State. After suffering a loss last year in Raleigh, the Tigers look to settle the score in Death Valley in a battle of two top 10 teams in the nation. Broadcast begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show at 4:30 p.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
If you are injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. Filing a workers' comp claim on top of everything you're going through is overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. The consultation is completely free. Nick is here to get the results you deserve. Call today at 864-654-3680 for a free legal consultation. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
At Ingles, we're proud to sponsor area athletics at all levels. Whether we're building new fields for T-ball, celebrating Friday night rivals, televising college basketball games, bringing the Fan Fest to semi-pro soccer, or taking you out to the ball game at your minor league park, we're here for the fans. No one gets the dedication to the home team like you guys, and we've got all the sports you can handle. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
It's the end of the 22 model year for Mazda, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda want to help you get the Mazda that's right for you right now. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. The Mazda lineup goes from basic to luxurious, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda will guide you to the one that fits you perfectly. With low lease specials, low APRs, and never any market adjustments, their cars are just easy to buy at Bradshaw Mazda. The final 22s are arriving daily, so hurry in now or see their inventory online at BradshawMazda.com.
If you're considering a commercial building project, you probably have a lot of questions. Hood Construction is here to answer all of those questions and help you build it the right way, each step of the way. Their specialties include office, hospitality, healthcare, K-12 and higher education, faith-based, retail, and industrial construction. The Hood Construction team serves clients through concept master planning, real-time budget forecasting, ROI Performa assistance, and more. Visit hoodconstruction.com for your free commercial construction assessment today.
PhD Weight Loss has one mission, to change people's lives for the better. That was the vision of Dr. Ashley Lucas when she started her journey with PhD weight loss after a successful career as a professional athlete. Now, she's an Amazon number one best-selling author who owns and runs a company that is changing lives like mine each and every day. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks on the PhD weight loss program after telling Dr. Lucas to her face that I probably only needed to lose 5 or 10. Well, she was right, and I was wrong. And now I feel great. I'm making better choices. I know what I need to keep away from, and I know the better alternatives that I can embrace to help me live a better, healthier lifestyle. If you're struggling with weight loss, if you're struggling with type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea, there's hope for you. And it's Dr. Lucas and the team at PhD Weight Loss. Go to their website to learn more. MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
The five-year no-interest finance offer is on at Diamonds Direct with a special event this weekend featuring top designer Tacori. Entire Tacori collection for this event direct from their studios in Los Angeles. And this Friday and Saturday, you can choose your handcrafted Tacori bridal and fashion jewelry and get 5 years zero interest financing. Tacori has the perfect piece for all of your upcoming celebrations. Make your California Tacori dream come true this Friday and Saturday. Spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. Approved credit only at Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If you want the full Roar experience, go check out theroarfm.com for all the latest updates and podcasts. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walked up to the road race. We are back. Did that sound like a funky version of that, Ramona?
It's the same one we always play.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know if it sounded a little, scratchy or, you know.
No, I wouldn't have gone on my own and gotten another one.
All right. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
I got a pick for you. Kansas over Iowa State. It's at Kansas. And, I watched a little bit of that quarterback at Kansas. I tell you, man, he's special.
Daniels is unbelievable. He's a tremendous talent. He's the quarterback that we did not have before the year. He has made them absolutely viable and a threat, and they score points. Now, let me give you the flip side. The flip side is Iowa State has beaten Kansas 7 straight times by an average of 41 points per game.
But this is going to be different. I believe in the Jayhawk here. Rock chalk, whatever they say over there. But
Rock chalk Jayhawk,
And speaking of their mascot... Their mascot does not look like a pelican to me. That statue totally looks like a pelican outside of their stadium. They had it on game day, and I was like, that's a pelican. I mean, that's a straight pelican right there. But, I think they're going to win in a shootout. I think Iowa State, I respect them a lot. But, maybe it's just the momentum that they got going on. And I think they win in a shootout by, like, a field goal or something like that. 41-38, because I think Kansas can score. That's the biggest thing.
They can.
And they're physical. They're physical.
Yeah. That history does scare me a little bit. And it's funny how the history sometimes, just has a way of continuing to prove out, even when it looks like things are different. That's the one thing that worries me a little. I mean, if it was seven the last seven by, you know, 22 points or something, I'd feel a little better about that. But the last seven by 41.5 worries me a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Kansas, by the way, Kansas girl just wrote in and said, Rock Chalk. Love it, Kansas girl.
That's right. Now, I did see, Walt, where Iowa lost the game, and some Illinois and some Iowa State people came in, and they said, you know, something about the corn not being up to stock. So they traded barbs with corn, apparently, about that. But isn't Iowa the whole state's corn or something? But, you know, Walt.
Iowa, more traditionally known for potatoes.
Potatoes? Okay.
Yeah. Nebraska corn.
Nebraska.
Hence Nebraska corn huskers. It's a little like thing with Georgia and South Carolina, though. You know, like Georgia is the peach state, but that's bullcrap because we're actually the peach state.
Yeah, Gaffney.
Yeah, well, that whole Edgefield area, that old area down there, it's nothing but peaches. I mean, we do peaches better than anybody. Sorry, Georgia.
That's true.
True. Georgia, you're the Vidalia onion state. It's not as catchy. It's not quite as catchy, but that's what you are. Georgia, you're the Vidalia onion state. We, South Carolina, are the peach state. We're the peach and fireworks state, and you can often get both at the same place. Along with gas. But,
there you go. But, you know, I'll give you another pick. I got NC State by field goal in a muddy, messy game. I think he's going to be 21-24.
Okay.
I think he's going to just be, because the rain, probably 2 inches of rain. When it rains, it slows down offense. I think he's going to be slowed down. But real quick.
You know what? You're 100% right. You were right on Iowa. You're 100% right. I don't know what I was thinking. Texas wrote, are you getting Idaho and Iowa confused? Yes, I did. Yeah, and the shame of it is I've been to both states. So that makes it even worse.
I need to make it to Idaho one day, but, the only thing that I would say that we could pull out positive offensively is if we get the passing game going. That's all I care about tomorrow. No offense to SC State, you know, it's going to be a blowout. Everybody knows it. Just get the passing game running, you know, because we've got to get something. The passing game is the priority in my mind.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I agree. I think you got to get that passing game going because you just didn't do much with it this past weekend against Charlotte. I thought you would do more. You got the run. You sort of got to get all these pieces going at the same time. And by the way, Lloyd had one incredible run. I'm sure they put that on SportsCenter. I don't know, but he actually hurdled a guy and continued at speed as he scored in that game. Byron, you squeezed one out.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good, Byron. Good to have you.
I'm good. So I wanted to talk a little NFL this weekend with the Philadelphia and Jacksonville and kind of get your opinion on that game because I know you don't talk a lot of NFL, but that's something that intrigues me a little bit, although I don't think Jacksonville is quite ready for the Eagles defensively because I think they're going to blow right past the Jacksonville offensive line, especially the way they played last weekend against Washington. And I don't know how good Jacksonville's defense is going up against the two-headed monster of A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith.
Well, let me say this. I mean, I think the Jacksonville pass rush right now is beyond formidable. I think it's insanely good. This is where, you know, listen, Trevor has gotten better. His receivers are better. The Kirk move was a big move. It's a better receiving core. But having said all that stuff, the biggest improvement in Jacksonville is the defense. The defense is scary good. Look, Trayvon Walker, as we said all along, was the freakiest athlete in the draft. And, you know, you just hadn't seen him. My contention was that Georgia didn't really use him to showcase what he was capable of. And if you had put him in that Michigan scheme, then you would have really seen what he was capable of. Right now, he looks amazing. And what it's done is it's made Josh Allen that much more formidable on the other side. And then they drafted Lloyd, the linebacker out of Utah, who has really helped as well, was clearly the best linebacker in the country. So all of a sudden, that defense is a big-time problem. They're running stunts in games. Trayvon Walker is insanely explosive, insanely powerful, and he uses his arm length to great advantage. He understands how to use his arm length and get into the chest of tackles and control them. And meanwhile, Josh Allen is blowing every team they play up. Josh Allen already has 16 quarterback pressures. It's a good thing that Jalen can move, because he's going to need to, because that defensive front is a problem.
Well, I mean, the other thing is Philadelphia has a very good offensive line. They're very experienced. They're probably one of the more experienced units that I've seen, because a lot of guys have been there for a very long time, especially Jason Kelce. And they don't allow a lot of pressure to get to Jalen, which, like you said, is a good thing, because if he does get a lot of pressure, that takes away his passing game and goes back to what we were doing last year and being a primarily run team, which I don't think we're going to win a whole lot of games just running the ball.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't think Jacksonville is where the Eagles are, and I think that obviously they had a wounded animal last week with Justin Herbert being, I think, really limited. But that doesn't change the fact that Jacksonville's pass rush is now extremely formidable. That they have done a great job of drafting there. Josh Allen is an incredible player. Trayvon Walker is an incredible player. Lloyd, the linebacker, is an incredible player. All of a sudden, that Jacksonville's defense looks scary now. They are scary. They're scary athletically. They're about as good athletically as anybody, at least in the front seven. So, look, I would still favor the Eagles at this point, because I just think they're a little more advanced. But don't think Jacksonville can't put a scare into you, because again, that defense, and I've been meaning to talk about that defense is Trevor's gotten better. Running game's gotten better and healthier. Wide receivers have gotten better. All that said, the biggest change to that team is the defense.
The last thing that I will say that I think that will help Philadelphia is their ability to score early and pounce on teams. Because I think they're going to beat Jacksonville by at least 14, maybe 17 at the end of the day. But that's only possible if they're able to get on them early. Like, they got on every team that they've beat besides Detroit, they've put up over 14 points up in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they're able to get on you early, and then they can take a step back and score if they need to, but they've already got a big lead by then.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing that they've been able to do, but if they're able to do that, then I think they'll win by 14.
Maybe. I'm interested to see it. I'm interested to see the new Philadelphia offense against the young Tigers up front and that Jacksonville defensive front.
All right, well, thank you all.
Yep, thank you, Byron. Because, again, Trayvon Walker is an unbelievable talent. Devin Lloyd, the middle linebacker, is an unbelievable talent. And all of it's helped make Josh Allen that much better. I mean, Josh Allen, Texas Road Jags outscored the Chargers and the Colts 62-10. You know, Josh Allen might be the best defensive player in the NFL right now. And part of it is he's not alone anymore. He's got mates now. Quick break.
Fall in the upstate means one thing: football season. And there's nothing more special than those Friday night lights of high school football. Join me, Jeff Holly, each and every Friday night as Mike Vaughn and I bring you all the scores and updates from high school games across the upstate and beyond. All the area teams that you care about.
It's the High School Football Friday Night Final with Jeff Hawley and Mike Vaughn right after the Tri-County Technical College Game of the Week each and every Friday night right here on The Roar.
Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's golf cart superstore. If you're looking to upgrade your existing cart or purchase a new one, let the amazing staff at Elite Custom Golf Carts guide you in the process. With the largest variety of low-speed vehicles, golf carts, and electric bicycles, along with the largest selection of parts and accessories, they can help you find exactly what you're looking for. Visit them online at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
At Ingles, we're proud to work with hundreds of local farms and businesses in the communities we call home. Not only does it ensure that you get top quality fresh items for your family table, it's a way for us to support the amazing individuals who pour their heart and soul into delivering the very best they can do. Quality, freshness, community, it's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
There's no day more important than game day. No game more important than the next. And no team more important than your Clemson Tigers. Now that the season is here, do your part to support your team with what you wear, put on your car, and serve at your tailgate. The Tiger Sports Shop is conveniently located on College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. They have selections for everyone to be able to show their Tiger pride. If you're short of time, shop the website at tigersports.com and either pick up your order or have it shipped to you direct. The Tiger Sports Shop is all in, all the time. Go Tigers!
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
It's bow time. A Bojangles family meal gives you more for your money. It's bow time.
Get your Tigers for Tata's wristbands and support Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October the 3rd at Trammell and Mills Law Firm. Proceeds go to cancer research through Dabo's All In Team Foundation. Don't miss Tigers for Tata's October the 3rd at Trammell and Mills in Anderson.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restore spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are back home inside Memorial Stadium as they play host to rival NC State. After suffering a loss last year in Raleigh, the Tigers look to settle the score in Death Valley in a battle of two top 10 teams in the nation. Broadcast begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show at 4:30 p.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walter of Tula Red Rage, we are back. You know, I just saw this from on the monitor above me regarding Florida and Storm Ian. They're saying that in some areas, 2 feet of rain are possible.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
I cannot even imagine. 140 mile an hour winds. And ultimately, you know what one of the worst elements will be? Once you get past the obvious damage and everything else, it's going to be the power outages, which are going to be insane.
Oh, yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
And, you know, and you just wonder how long it will take to restore power to all those people when, I mean, it's almost unthinkable the amount of damage that is likely to be done. So our thoughts and prayers are certainly with everybody who's in the path of that storm and or trying to get out of the path of that storm. All right. I want to get to the top 25. I got people still asking me that. A couple more things on NC State. This is not yet an offense that has produced a ton of explosives. All right. And we touched on this yesterday, but to date they have not. This is a team that I thought coming in had enough offensive weapons to continue, you know, what they were doing last year. But offensively, they've sort of been struggling to figure it out a little bit. Obviously, you have Thayer Thomas, who is a tremendous slot receiver. Let's start there, all right? We talk about the NC State offense. Thayer Thomas is a tremendous slot receiver, not a good one. He's elite. He will give Clemson problems. He gives everybody problems. He scored on the first play against UConn on a big-time explosive play. It was a 75-yard touchdown play on the first pass, first play of the game. But they have not had many explosives this year. Devin Carter was a little banged up. I think he's healthy now. Devin Carter is a very dangerous player. Do not think they don't have guys just because they haven't done it yet. Because Devin Carter did it a year ago. Devin Carter's only issue a year ago was his hands. Devin Carter burnt big-time players last year. He's a 6'4", 6'3", 6'4" athlete. Very explosive guy. If he gets his hands on the ball, very dangerous. Again, he had some trouble catching the ball last year, but I think he's gotten past that. If you went back and watched the film of the Miami game last year, Devin Carter drops cost NC State that football game. Devin Leary made big-time throws in big-time situations, and Devin Carter dropped three balls that were absolutely key. And them losing the game. It was a very close game, and there's no question they win if Carter makes those catches. So Carter has one issue. It's hands at times, and that probably won't be benefited by bad weather. But beware. Do not think they lack explosive players. Don't confuse not producing explosives with not having explosive players. Go back and watch last year's film, and you'll see what Devin Carter is. The Lassane kid is pretty good, too, and I think they're just starting to figure out. You know, again, it's a chemistry needed between quarterback and wide receiver. The offensive line is good. It's big. It's experienced. Again, the problem for NC State thus far in that offensive line has been pre-snap penalties, which should not happen with an experienced group, yet it has. That's an area that the crowd could impact on Saturday, as we said. You know, you have a team that already has a penchant towards pre-snap penalties. Clemson's crowd has impacted that area before. And again, this team already has a penchant towards it. So that's an area that I would watch for in the game to see whether the crowd can force NC State into pre-snap penalties. Again, we talk all the time about tackles for loss being the most important stat in defensive football today. Well, pre-snap penalties accomplish the exact same thing. I mean, if NC State gets set back six times by false starts in the game, that's six tackles for loss. And even better than just tackles for loss, those are five-yard losses. Most tackles for losses are not five-yard losses. So, you know, NC State could be their own worst enemy in that regard. The crowd could be impactful in that regard. That's certainly a possibility. You know, and something to watch out for. Demi Sumo Carbag is a very explosive running back. He's a sophomore. He's 6 feet. He's 215 pounds. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a big-bodied, physical runner with explosiveness. And he's very dangerous. He's a guy who can go 60, 70 yards on you. But he runs physically. He's a bigger back. He's about 215 pounds. Houston is pretty good too. And they're actually listed as co-starters. Houston got a little banged up. If you go back to the game 2 weeks ago, they started out the game feeding Houston, and he produced some explosives at the start of the game. Then he got banged up, and Demi Sumo Carabang came in for him and really sort of took over. And he's been very good. He's been very good. So certainly, a running back pairing that is talented. One thing with NC State, if you go back last year, they relied a lot on the short and intermediate passing game. This is not something that's new to them. This is what they did a year ago. So if you're worried about, you know, the fact that, well, or you're thinking about the fact that, well, Wake Forest has all these big play guys is making these big plays. NC State can't do those things. Well, NC State doesn't want to do those things. I mean, they're going to take some shots, but by and large, you have a quarterback in Devin Leary who gets the ball out of his hands almost instantly. Almost instantly. That's why he's so hard to pressure. And Clemson's faced a lot of that this year, quarterbacks getting the ball out of their hands quickly. Clemson's been very susceptible to the short and intermediate passing game thus far, and NC State does those things way better than anybody Clemson has played. Way better. Way better. All you need to do is go back and look at the game from a year ago. It was mostly short throws, and they proved highly effective. Highly effective. Tess said, yeah, exactly. I recall their running backs catching the ball out of the backfield and make good yards after the catch. Exactly. Devin Leary is basically going to play a point guard role. He's going to get the ball out quickly, and they're going to rely on yards after the catch. And they have a lot of guys who can do that. So don't be confused thinking that, well, okay, this is good. We match up much better. You didn't a year ago with Brent Venables coordinating. You didn't a year ago. They had the ball the whole stinking game. The whole game, they had the ball. And they had the ball because of that short passing game. So, in other words, what I'm telling you is NC State doesn't need to do what Wake Forest did to be effective, nor do they necessarily want to do that. They want to control the clock, the game. That's what they want to do. That's why this is a completely different game. Completely different game. Doug and Anderson. Doug, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, Doug. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you. And this North Carolina love fest has compelled me to make a call. Listen, I remember it hasn't been too long ago in the national championship game at Clemson, Alabama. Alabama defense was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And Clemson beat them 45-16, as I remember.
Right, and I thought they would.
So, yeah, but, you know, so...
I'm not quite sure what you mean by North Carolina State Love Fest. What do you mean by that?
All I hear is North Carolina State is, you know, great at this and great at that.
In terms of this conversation... What we're talking about is the opponent coming up and what they do well and what their strengths are and what are going to be the things that you have to worry about. So that's what we're doing. And we've been doing it for like 2 minutes.
I've been listening to it through other pundits too.
Okay.
So
they're two good teams.
Chastising
though.
You.
Okay.
I'm just saying, let's just, throw the marbles out and begin shooting. You know, I am an old time Clemson fan, and I'm not ever saying it's over till the fat lady sings.
I gotcha.
Okay, and I'm not giving up to North Carolina State because that has been a big rivalry for Clemson for North Carolina State. For generations. So it's not going to be an easy done deal for either team. I can tell you that right now.
No, it's going to be played in terrible weather, too.
And it's going to be a war.
Yeah.
It's going to be a war. It's going to be kind of like the game that Clemson won in Georgia back in the 70s. It was raining all day, and it was like 76 ball game, and Clemson won. At Georgia, it's going to be one of those kind of games. I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think
that was a terrific game. I was down there.
Yeah, yeah. It will look a lot different than Clemson's game last week. No question.
No doubt. And I think the Clemson defense has been hearing a lot of negative stuff about them.
That's true.
And I think they're going to be ready to play. And I know if I was coach, I would have them ready to play. I would fill their head with stuff like, people would think you're a piece of crap. You're not doing nothing. Maybe you're supposed to be, you were highlighted at the beginning of the year that you were supposed to be one of the greatest defenses in the nation, and you're playing like crap, you know. So, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and there's no question. They're going to use those tools as motivation, Doug. I agree with you there. No question about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Doug, good talking to you. Thank you, Doug.
Good talking to you.
Appreciate the call. We'll take a quick break. Wild Tip to the Red Rage. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.